Well, our next guest today is Daniel Callahan of Callahan and Blaine. And Daniel's going to be discussing how being recognized as California's premier litigation firm has affected their market position. You can get more information on Callahan and Blaine at their website, www.callahan-lawcomp.com. Be sure to visit it. Daniel, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show.
Well, thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure's all ours. We've been looking forward to this, and it's exciting to have you here today.
Well, thank you.
Before we really get too deep into your current business, you've got a fascinating background. Tell us a little bit about how you came to Callahan and Blaine.
Well, you know, I'm from Chicago, and I came to California to go to law school. Went to work at a couple different large law firms, one in the state of Hawaii, one here in Los Angeles, and then formed my own firm on St. Patrick's Day, 1984. The rationale for that was I had developed a client following, and it just seemed to make economic sense. You know, when you put the pencil to the paper, it seemed to work out.
Great. Had you always sort of envisioned having your own firm, or did you see yourself as more of a corporate entity?
Well, that's tough. And to be honest with you, when I first started out, I didn't know what to expect economically as a lawyer. But then after working for about 5 years, I felt that I could do it my way, which would be, I guess, to work for myself and to build my own law firm. Some of the things I think you need to do is understand your client's business model so you can help them. I mean, if you don't understand their business, you can't really help them. And you also want to be responsive and treat everyone with integrity. And if you do that, any business is going to be successful, especially a law firm. That's what I sought to do with our firm when I formed it 26 years ago. You need to bring...
And
you just
set the record for today. Our last guest is... His firm was 24 years. I was impressed with that. You beat him by 2 years.
That's hey, how
impressive.
About that?
Well, tell us a little bit about your firm, Daniel. What does it do? How does it differ from other law firms?
Well, three things, really. We specialize in litigation, business litigation primarily, but also catastrophic personal injury. And we bring something to the table that differentiates us a little bit, and that is that we have a great knowledge of insurance coverage. And we're not insurance lawyers. We don't represent insurance companies. But we do know it's very important to know insurance. If you're a plaintiff, where to get the money from to satisfy your claim. And if you're a defendant, where to get some insurance company to pay the damages instead of yourself. So if you really have a fundamental understanding of insurance, you can get cases settled, and if there's a trial, you can get the money paid. So it's key for both the business litigation and the personal injury practices.
Now, you know, if I can ask you, Daniel, the two seem to be very different to me. I mean, business litigation, dealing with corporate business clients, and personal injury,
it's very different. And in fact, I don't know anybody else that does it this way. And we did business litigation from the beginning. And it was about 7 or 8 years ago, one of the attorneys in the office asked if we could bring in a personal injury case as a favor to a family member. So we did, and we handled that case in the same way we'd handle a business case. That we bill on an hourly basis. It's a full court press. You do everything you can to prevail. And we settled the case for $3 million. And I thought to myself, wow, this could be economically rewarding. So we took on more personal injury cases. And since that time, we've got the highest and the third highest personal injury settlement in our country's history. In our country's history, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is. And the reason I think that's impressive is the quality of lawyers we have are quite good. I mean, everybody has at least 7 years experience, so we don't have any newbies. And we work a personal injury case in the same way We'd work a business case, which is, you know, full court press. Many personal injury lawyers only do enough to get by and don't do the full court press. Well, we do, and it's proven to be rewarding. But as you understand, a PI case is usually on a contingency. And we also have the business litigation practice that on a business-to-business basis, we bring in the money on an hourly basis, keeps the firm going. The personal injury cases add bonuses, so to speak.
So the two sort of even each other out, one with a steady and the other with a highly variable income source.
Exactly. But, you know, it's you have to keep your eye on it at all times because you can't get too heavy into personal injury cases because that changes our business model. And our business model is 75% business lit and 25% catastrophic bodily injury cases. And you may be aware of that one case down in Dana Point where two women were jogging down PCH and were hit by an uninsured hit-and-run driver. And we settled that case with the city of Dana Point for $50 million. And that was on municipal liability. And as long as I'm telling you about that, I should tell you one thing. Our firm, we are trial lawyers and litigators, regardless of the field. That was municipal liability. So we have the highest recovery in that. We have the highest business litigation judgment and verdict, the highest employment, the highest class action, the highest personal injury, and the highest insurance bad faith. So the only thing that's really consistent about that is the quality of the work that we're doing. I just brought a case in last week that is an aviation case. You know, I have a hard time knowing a propeller from any other moving part in an aircraft. But frankly, it's not really about that. An expert can tell you everything you need to know, and then you just have to have the trial skills to be able to present it. And that's what we bring to the table.
Well, and, you know, one of the testimonies to that is not only the verdicts that your firm has won, but in looking at your website, I can't help but mention that you've won the prestigious Orange County Trial Lawyer of the Year Award twice in the last 10 years.
Sure. Yeah, and that was great. And also, California Trial Lawyer of the Year and named one of the top 10 trial lawyers in the United States. And I received an award from the California Supreme Court Justice for another case I handled. So, you know, we've had some successes. It's not just me, though. We have the 25 lawyers, and it's the team approach that really works best for us. And I'd love to take all the credit if I could, but frankly, I don't do it all. We have some great lawyers here.
Somehow I don't think you would take all the credit even if you could, Daniel. So, but we'll move on from that. So share with our audience, you know, with your years of business experience in this field, what sort of has shaped your guiding principle or major lesson that you've learned from that experience?
Well, the best principle that I live by is do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And practice with integrity, play hard, but play fair, and be prepared. Gosh, if there's anything, you should just be prepared. And you should, if I'm prepared and I live by these rules, then the attorneys that work with me have to do the same. And I have to hold them accountable. You know, there's a saying, a good excuse is not as good as a good result.
So I like it.
So that's what we're all about. We're really about producing results and producing value. Our firm, certainly we're 25 attorneys, and there's a lot of firms that are a lot larger. But we are all litigators. And most large firms, they generate their business from, let's say, their M&A department or their corporate department, their estate department. Those feed business into the litigation department. We are basically a litigation department. Which we have a turnover of clients. I'd say 80% of our clients turn over within 2 years because, you know, frankly, to be a client of ours, you either have to be sued or screwed. I mean, either you are a plaintiff and somebody screwed you over and you have to sue, or you got sued. So I think our clients would prefer to come to our Christmas parties than really retain us. But if they need us, we're here for them.
But so, in effect, every 2 years, you're sort of rebuilding your business, your clientele.
Exactly. So you really have to make sure you have a great reputation so people continue to refer business to you. And I believe I received probably 60%. I did track this at one time as somewhere around 60 to maybe even 70% of my business is referrals from other law firms. And then the balance of the business comes from existing clients that come back again or from ads we've placed.
Now, you know, with your very successful track record, as you mentioned to us, and some of these major awards and for both your clients and yourself, how has that affected the marketing of your firm? I mean, referrals is great, but most people find it's hard to live off of referrals, and they need to do some marketing, too.
Yeah, and well, that's true. And when I say I receive referrals from other lawyers, it's not just because they know what I've done. It's because they're reminded of what I've done because they see an ad. I like to have my name come to the forefront of their mind when they think, I need to refer this case to somebody. Who is it going to be? And I like to have Callahan and Blaine jump into their mind. So the way you do that is you have to get your name out in front of people. What I did initially, before I had all these successes, I wrote an article called It's the Law for the Orange County Business Journal. It appeared every week, and I did that for about a couple of years. After that, I started doing speaking engagements about trial practice or different aspects of the law. What I was doing is getting my name out there and getting known, although at that point in time, I didn't have massive verdicts and judgments behind me. After I started accumulating some accomplishments, I was asked to speak more. Again, the name's getting out there, and I'm also giving lectures to the California State Bar, you know, at their convention and Orange County Bar Association events. And it just gets the name out there, and that's how you get business. And then, of course, lastly, we do some directed marketing. We have an ad in the Orange County Business Journal, which helps us for our business litigation cases. And we have an ad in the Orange OC Metro, which helps us for business and also personal injury cases. So I don't know if I'm doing it 100% right, but I'm doing my best.
Well, it sounds like you're certainly a firm believer that it's marketing is not something you do just in a downtime. It's something you do all the time.
You have to do it all the time. And my philosophy is you really want your name to jump into that person's mind within the first second and a half when he looks up to this guy trying to think, who can I refer this to? And I want him to think Dan Callahan. And that only happens if you're out there.
Okay. So, Dan, no matter how successful a business is, there's always challenges and issues with it. Can you share with our audience maybe the challenge that you're facing these days currently?
Well, there's a couple of challenges. You know, one challenge is selecting the correct cases and selecting the right employees or attorneys. And I've had problems in the past where I've tended to just believe what someone's told me. And with hiring people, they may overstate their qualifications. And similarly, when I bring cases in, a client may overstate the value of his case. And if I take everything at first glance right on their word without doing any research, I found that I've got stuck a couple times. And then I had to make hard choices to disassociate. But once I've actually researched the qualifications of the people that I want to hire and done some investigation before accepting a case, I find that things go a lot better for us. That's one challenge. And the other challenge, the firm is Callahan and Blaine, and we have five partners. everybody has done a fantastic job, and I would like the firm to continue on, you know, past me. I'd like it to have a legacy, if we can call it that. And how to inspire others to continue is always an ongoing challenge. And I think we've done that here by distributions of equity based upon performance, and they have a very sound future, which also takes care of me in the future. So it's a win-win.
Great. So the two challenges, the second being the development of a legacy firm, and the first selecting, you call it cases, but I'm going to generalize and saying picking the right customers for your services.
It is picking the right customers. As you can imagine, an attorney may have a rather unique problem. If you handle a contingency case, a potential client may try to oversell the case so that the attorney would take on a contingency. You really have to do some research on that. And also hiring. You have to really be diligent when you make your hiring decisions, because the attorneys that are working with me, in large part, they've been with me for many years, the key backbone of this firm. And there was a time when I was not as diligent, and then I had to make a tough decision 6 months later. So I'd rather not do that again.
Well, you know, I think you've hit on the two topics that probably account for 80% of the business management books that are written today. One, how to fire your customer, how to select your customer, how to identify who your customer is, and the other is, you know, getting the right people on the bus, as Collins would say, and getting them in the right seat. So
exactly.
Obviously,
I
that's
read
what
that
80%
book.
Of the books are about, and that's what you are spending your time on, that it accounts for why you're doing so well.
I know the book you're referring to, and I gave a copy to everybody on our management team. And the thing is, you have to make sure that the person should be on the bus. If he's not supposed to be on the bus, get him off the bus early. So
absolutely. Well, you know, we may have touched on this, but your firm does focus on litigation, and that's sort of a project nature of work. And I was going to ask how you smooth that out, but it sounds like you might have already touched on that with the mix between business litigation and personal injury. Is that correct, or is there more to it than that?
Well, you know, really that is how we smooth it out here. It's case selection and the proper proportion between hourly and contingency, and also learning how to adapt. There was a time when we didn't take any contingency cases because, you know, or a personal injury case, because frankly, I was naive and looked down my nose at PI cases. But you know what? I really enjoy representing somebody who needs my help. And also I find that it's rewarding economically and personally. So you have to be able to adapt to different opportunities that present itself. I mean, I recently handled a class action case. And we settled that for $38 million. And there was a first-class action case I had taken. I'm just trying to keep myself open to opportunities, keep my eyes open, and also try not to bite off more than I can chew.
Well, you know, I like your comment about adapting. Just by coincidence, my partner Rick Franzi today posted on his Twitter account a quote from Charles Darwin that says, "It's not the strongest species that survives, but the most adaptable to strategy."
Uh-huh.
And that
you have
sounds
to
like
understand,
exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and there's one consistent thing in life, and that is that everything's going to change. So you have to adapt to ongoing change. And I gave a lecture, actually, on Sunday. I received an award from Coastline Community College. And in speaking to the students, I wanted to assure them, yeah, knowledge is growing so rapidly right now. What you learn today may be outdated tomorrow, but what you're really learning is a process of how to learn, and then you can apply that later on to a new scenario. So adapting is really what it's all about, and living with integrity, doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Be prepared. Be honest, even when it's difficult. And if you can do all that, those fundamental, long-time beliefs will help you in the future, regardless of what the changes are.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, in spite of all those things, obviously we all have painful lessons that we learn in business. Any that you'd care to share with our audience?
Well, I think the only painful lesson I've really learned is, it's just the selection of cases and employees and attorneys. Researching before you step. Being prepared is what it all comes down to. And if you are prepared, you're going to do remarkably better. And I knew that applied in my cases, to prepare in my cases, but I didn't think initially that I had to do so much research into someone's background before I hire them, or into the actual facts of the case before I take it, and I would just rely upon what I was being told. And I found I can't always do that. I hate to be a pessimist, but I think you have to research before any important decision.
I certainly agree with you. You know, you have a unique situation that, you know, as one of the firm's top litigation attorneys, if not the top, you certainly have a large portion of your time committed to trial, to court, to preparing. How do you blend that with your role in terms of managing the operations of the company, the non-legal, the business side of it?
It's a handful. I have a management team here at Callahan and Blaine. I should say we have. And we have five partners. We study the cases as they come in. If there's a simple case we know we want to bring in, we don't really have to discuss it amongst one another. But if there's a case that is at all questionable, we will discuss it. And then we manage the cases by supervising the attorneys that are handling them and directing every step of the way what's going to be happening. So with the assistance of my partners, the litigation work is handled effectively. And I come in at the beginning, or I'll come in at trial, maybe 2 months prior to trial, and go into a lockdown mode where I'll read every deposition, read every case, read every document, and prepare all the examinations, and then go in loaded for bear. But I'll only do that a couple of times a year when it really comes for trial. The management, I'm gifted to have two wonderful people, my controller and my office manager. And the office manager really handles the staffing issues, the HR issues, and that. So I don't have to be too hands-on with that. And my controller, she has a very firm handle on the money. So because of that, I only have to review those issues at, I guess you say, a 5,000-foot level.
Okay, very good. That explains it. And obviously that's what most of us as entrepreneurs are striving to create, and it sounds like you've managed to do it.
Well, you know, it took some, it wasn't a straight line upwards. There's been some rocky times along the way, you know, and you learn. Sometimes trial and error, I imagine, but or the hard way. But I've tried to do my best, and I think I've kept the bumps in the road to a minimum.
Well, you know, as we get ready to sort of wrap up here, we're running out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience, or that we didn't get a chance to talk about here today?
Well, I think we probably touched upon most things. I think the critical thing, if we have any businesses out there, is preparation is the key to success, I think, in any industry. And it is certainly the key to success in trial work. When you're a trial lawyer, you're going against an adversary who's also prepared and who actually is there to beat you. So you have to do your very best to be prepared, like you're getting into a ring. And so that is what our firm is all about. Our firm is living within it with integrity, producing results and value, being prepared, and then, you know what? Winning. That's for us. You know, I like to work really hard and forget about how hard I work when I'm high-fiving after a win. You just forget about how hard it was. You just enjoy the win. And that's how we do it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us today. It's certainly been enjoyable talking to you. How does someone get in touch with you or your firm to learn more about it?
Well, Doug, there's a couple of ways. Our webpage is, I think you mentioned it was Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N, -law.com, or a simple telephone call, 714-241-4444. And we're located right here in Hutton Center in Santa Ana, so people can just give us a call.
Daniel, thank you very much for being with us today. It's certainly been enjoyable talking to you, and we appreciate what you've shared with our audience.
My pleasure, Doug. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we've been listening to Daniel Callahan of Callahan and Blaine, one of the top litigators here in Orange County, if not one of the top litigation firms in the state. And as you heard, a very unique practice with both the business litigation and a focus on personal injury suits. And, you know, besides their successes in their cases, I really have to admire Dan's comments about the very basics of what the firm's all about: integrity, being prepared, results. And then the one that I like is it's all about winning. This is a man who's not afraid to admit that, hey, he enjoys winning. And don't we all? Well, it was a pleasure listening to him today.